KRUE, Waseca, Owatonna, Faribault, Southern Minnesota's real country.
My country.
My country.
Your country.
The only station that plays my country.
Crew 92.
Your country, Crew 92, now with the live broadcast of the graduation from Waterville Elysian Morristown, brought to you by Owatonna Motor Company.
Good evening. My name is Gary Michael. I'm the school board chair for your school board. Welcome to the class of 2022 commencement. I'm going to take 1 second to steer away from these wonderful young men and women, if you'll just allow me to, and he'll probably kill me if he knew this, but I want to get a round of applause for Mr. Joel Weiner tonight. Thank you. Joel's been here for 20 years and heart and soul of the school, brought it to be one of the best academic small mid-school size schools for his 20 years here, and I can't thank you enough. I wish you could stay another 20. It really is something for a superintendent to stay at one school for 20 years, and that's what he did, and I thank him for it. Now, can we get a round of applause for the class of 2022? I feel like I know many of these awesome young men and women. They don't know me. That's okay. Whether it's every week in the paper, every month at the school board meeting, during principals and other administrative reports, I kept reading and hearing about the great things that these students have accomplished there, academically, athletically, in the fine arts, FFA, speech, I mean, you name it. We have some talented young women and men here. It was informed to me that at this year's Night of Excellence, we had 21 students receive 67 scholarships totaling over $151,000. I want to give a special thank you to our administrators, our principals, Principal Wilson, Bastain, Jeff Moran, Superintendent Whitehurst, of course. Also want to thank the senior class advisors, our teachers, our coaches, and all the behind-the-scenes staff members that have had a positive effect on this senior class. I want to make sure and thank the families of this senior class for supporting their Buccaneer student in WM schools. I cannot overstate what a supportive family can mean to a student. We see it over and over again how much a difference maker and engaged family is for their students. So thank you, families. Well, look, I'm not going to stand up here much longer and talk to you because these kids and these men and women want to get out there and celebrate and have fun tonight. So, but I do have one last message for them. So class of 22 is what I'm talking about. What's happening right now, tonight, is your transition into adulthood. You now get to take charge of your own life. Decide on your career. Decide when and who you want to build a family with. Decide what values you want to guide you through your life. So this can be scary and intimidating for sure. However, I think, and I hope you think, it's exciting. Everyone in this room is so excited to see what you do next. We have seen what you did in high school, and we just can't wait to see what great things this group does. Some advice, first of all. Don't be afraid. Your family, your friends, teachers, and many others have helped shape you so far. Now it's your turn. Go out there. Don't hesitate. Second, don't always take an easy route. Convenience is not always the best path forward. That's how little kids think. You're entering adulthood now. Challenge yourself and utilize your values. Honesty, hard work, fairness, respect for others, generosity. Utilize those values in your decision making. And finally, don't wait. Why wait? Take the momentum you have built up and the momentum of this celebration of you and your accomplishments and run with it. Go to college in the fall. Go to trade school, start a business, join the military, or find your preferred career. Whatever it is, don't wait, go get it. I wish all of you the best. And again, everyone in this room is looking forward to your next great accomplishment. Thanks.
Thank you to our school board members, especially those in attendance. Your presence is appreciated not only today, but each day as you help and guide our students and our staff. Thank you, Superintendent Whitehurst, for your leadership, rationalities, and for your installation of the continuation of Buccaneer Pride. While your WEM tenure is nearing the finish line, I am confident that your wisdom and your student-first focus will likely have no definitive end. Parents, I would like to take a brief moment to express my profound gratitude for all you have done to rear your children and share them with WEM. While sending your child out to the world at large is scary, if not more so than when they first entered for the very first time as a kindergartner, know that my staff and I believe that they are ready for any challenges that they will encounter. Encourage them to continue taking chances and following their dreams. The top of my playlist happens to be a Cody Johnson's Till You Can. The lyrics really resonated with me this spring, especially as I thought about the class of 2022. Students, if you got a chance, take it. Take it while you got a chance. If you got a dream, chase it, because that dream won't chase you back. If you got to love somebody, hold on to them as long and as strong and as close as you can until you can. Graduates, wherever your path takes you, and no matter whatever corner of earth you may find yourself in, be brave enough to take the chance, bold enough to chase the dream, and intentional in filling and surrounding yourself with as much love as you can muster. Congratulations, class of 2022. We've all been looking forward to this night for months, actually, counting down. And some of you out there have had senioritis since the fall of freshman year. And we are finally here. The last 4 years have been very strange. Who could have ever imagined that you'd have to play basketball, volleyball, give a speech in class, sing in choir, wear a mask, that you'd all have missed homecoming in junior year, and that half of last year, you'd spend half the time with half of your friends. I remember Bryce Hurwell saying to me at the beginning of junior year when we were in hybrid time, he said, "Ms. Windsor, yesterday, I was on my Chromebook for like 8 hours, anyway." And I think Mariah Boyd summed it up perfectly when she said that COVID time was like a weird fever dream. We could talk a long time about COVID's negative impact on your high school years, but I don't want to dwell on that tonight. I want to share some happier memories, and then I'll give you a little bit of perspective to take with you into the future, because what would graduation night be without you getting some advice from an old lady? So let's start with some stories that you shared with me, and I'm going to read these exactly as the students wrote them.
Uh-oh.
Gloria. I dated Troy McGroom in second grade, and we held hands during movie times, and I was from homecoming pool. Mackay Schuster. I was in middle school, and my math teacher made me cry because I left the room and he yelled at me, and I cried. Dominic, also, going out to eat before sporting events with my teammates and all the memories that came from that. Riley Pellet, I went zip lining with the volleyball team and cried because I was so scared. Sam Rizek, senior year, during homecoming, running with to kind of nourishing while toilet paper and getting two stitches in my eyeballs. Riley Schmitz when I wrote the seagull in the locker room. Michael Adams running the game ball to the school during homecoming. Maverick Hurley playing back baseball with everyone and hanging out with the coaches and players. Tony Monsell, it was ninth grade orientation. And I realized how old the school was because it was like 90 degrees with no air conditioning. Sam Lowe. The start of senior year, we had a student teacher in Bannon and Zach. And we would start singing songs like Ole Rainbow and Welcome. Almost everyone misses him. Alex Gibson. Amy Stressup Day this year was pretty memorable. I thought a crazy outfit carried around a boombox. Brady Nutter. The last day before we got out from COVID, the last hour of the day, friends got kicked out of Mrs. Olson's room. We just walked around the school messing around for a whole hour. Going to Wisconsin Dells for basketball for a couple of days, and we went around the arcade inviting people to our hotel room for a party. I enjoyed that. My only seventh event for the hour, my whole senior year, my whole high school years. I sometimes sat alone with my friends and my boyfriend. I felt comfortable. Michael Taylor, playing basketball with my teammates and getting close with my friends will forever hold my favorite memories. Mariah Boyd, making different foods in class, setting up for junior year, it took forever, and it was so crazy when we had allocated strawberries with a bat.
Rice Herbal, the day in the lunchroom when I threw a carrot and it hit Sage McKenna and she threw her salad. When Bryce Bowman and I went back to his house after a basketball game and seen his horse dead, his parents told him to watch him while they were gone, and all he could see was this big white pile in the basket.
When you get to where you're going, don't forget.
had to turn back around and help the next one in line. Congratulations, class of 2022, and best wishes for a purpose-filled life. She is the daughter of James and Catherine and plans to attend the University of Minnesota Twin Cities in the fall, where she will major in biomedical engineering. Please help me in joining a round of applause for welcoming class of 2022 salutatorian Kiri Kirkus. She has earned a 4.0 cumulative GPA and obtained a total of 27 credits, including like-carry numerous post-secondary PSEO credits. Some of the many extracurricular activities she was involved in during her high school were choir band, Minnesota Honor Society, volleyball, track, speech, track fest, web stock, knowledge bowl, volleyball. She is the daughter of Sean and Brenda and plans to attend Harvard in the fall, where she will be majoring in government with a minor in environmental public policy. Please help me congratulate the class of 2022 valedictorian.
Troy's gay. We simulated trench warfare with rubber bands and vests in history class, and the English class started our scriptures, which now contain approximately 180 inside jokes.
As freshmen, we had no idea what was coming for us. Oddly enough, neither of us really remember high school that well.
We played baseball with strawberries, and we enjoyed being hallway stomp.
Mrs. Pettis informed us that it is not okay to say that cow shot a deer in an essay. The correct form is that cow needs to harvest that deer. We jammed in the hallway, teaching that was way too loud.
Beginning of sophomore year was great. The volleyball team went to state, and the boys were coaching football. Alex Gibson dislocated his knee in English class. Schmitty fell through the ceiling.
We got to light stuff on fire in the guns class, safely, of course. Then we went to the Girls State basketball tournament, and things went downhill fast. We joked about having a long spring break until late came along, and we realized that we never got to go back.
We figured out how to take classes on Zoom. Whether or not it worked well for us is another question. We learned not to take simple things for granted, like going into the grocery store.
Our junior year was plagued by more COVID and a pretty intense amount of space. While sports seasons were cut short, I tried cross country. It's safe to say that I was not successful.
We still got a prom though, albeit on an extremely tight budget. We gave a very questionable group speech about the Satanic Temple in Miss Lutzer's class, of course. We studied our butts off from the ACT and did at least some heel care.
Some of us started having poker nights so we could learn how to play time craft prom. I sprained my ankle again.
And around every corner you can find a picture of Danny DeVito's face. Then senior year rolled around. We won the homecoming football game. We almost started a war over a class flyer. We went through all of our lasts together. The last first day, our last games, our last meets, last concerts, and finally, our last day. We've shared countless pancakes and McDonald's run, and we've shared the experience of far too many fire drills that turned out to be malfunctions in the boiler room, and not entirely drills.
Yesterday, the English class that I've had the pleasure of having on since the 8th grade read over that big document of inside jokes. We left that class, and Karen told me that was our last English class. And if I don't get it, here we are, about to graduate. What we truly learned is that time goes way too fast.
Throughout the years, we've learned a number of super important things that we definitely use every single day. We learned how to prove that triangles do in fact exist. We learned not to procrastinate on homework. Just kidding. None of us learned that, especially not me. But one thing we did learn that might actually benefit us is how to lean on the people around us to get the thing in. Like the class of 2020 and 2021, we obviously haven't had the normal high school experience. It's kind of like we all fell asleep at the end of sophomore year and woke up as graduating seniors. That being said, we found different ways of overcoming obstacles that we otherwise wouldn't have had to face. Now, I know we didn't all live the same high school experience, but I think I speak for both of us when I say I've learned a different lesson from each and every one of you.
Now that we've said the word learn about 6,000 times, Google said the next step is to give you all some inspiration. You also told me that whatever I do, I cannot pick a word and use Webster Dictionary to define it for you guys because that's the shit. So, that being said, Webster's Dictionary defines success as turning out well. So, let's take a minute to acknowledge that turning out well is not always a thing for everyone. In our English class, we recently read the play Death of a Salesman. For those of you who are unfamiliar, it follows the story of a man caught up in the business world, even though his true passion lies in marketing. He got caught up in other people's ideas of success and never found true happiness with himself or his life. Whether you want to join the workforce, join the armed services, attend a two-year college, or a four-year, the most important thing you can do to turn out well is pick something that makes you happy. And don't let anyone tell you that it's not good enough. We have both too much and too little time on this planet to spend our lives doing something we I think that most of us have at least some idea of what we want to do after we leave here, which is fantastic. But even if you don't know, that's okay. You've lived 12 years being taught that once you're 18, you'll graduate and be ready to go out into the real world. But that's not always the case.
It's important to realize that there's no set timeline for life. We all do things at our own pace, so never feel like you're behind anyone else. Like Alex said, the easiest route to success is happiness, so I urge all of you to go out and find that for yourself.
Maybe you're a bit lucky to fall in the first thing that you do, or maybe you'll have to change your major 5 times before you find something that feels right. We grew up with an image of success for ourselves in our minds, but change is an obstacle for that, so don't be afraid.
Clearly, we're about to go through one of the biggest changes in our life so far. Some of us are excited, some of us are scared, some of us can care less about this next chapter of our lives. Remember though, like high school musical so perfectly put it, we're all in this together.
To conclude, this was for these two phrases. I hope you all enjoyed your time. I hope that when you look back on this chapter of your life, you have memories of friends you made here and bits and pieces of this place that made you who you are. I hope that you remember something that made your time here special. Now I'm bigger and better things. For the English class, this is Arma Bethany, who will sign off. Go Bucks!
Thank you. finger and it's so quiet in the world tonight. Little eyelids flutter cause you're dreaming, so I tuck you in, turn on your favorite night light. To you, everything's funny, got nothing to regret. Like you all I have, honey, you could stay like that. Oh, darling, don't you ever grow, don't you ever grow.
Let's go.
Cortez. Rose L. Isabella Jane Fessel. Alexavier Logan Gibson. Bryce Michael Kermel. Maverick Jared Hurley. Alexandra Diane Heist. Lena Noelle Paulson. Christian Michael Johnson. Keely Lou Kemp. Elizabeth Carrickus. Gabriella Alexis Faith King. Emma Ann Fubal. Anna Louise LeBlanc. Samantha Ann Lowe. Giovanni Enrique Lozano. Lorraine McLaughlin. Troy Peyton McRoom. Emma Rose McGraw. Caitlin Rose Misland. Anthony Allen Monsell. Grace Beatrice Peterson. Jonathan Paul Remy. Wyatt William Samro. Riley Rose Salmon. Kyle Martin Schmitz. James Schmitz. Schuster.
That was your graduation from WEM in its entirety, and we now return you back to regularly scheduled program here on Your Country Crew 92.